RTV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wingo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, the 8th International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon SIAC is underway in Yaoundé, with the handicraft sector described as a huge source of economic growth for the country. The 2024 Olympic Games will kick off in exactly 3 days in the French capital, Paris, which is hosting the Games for the third time in the history of the Olympic Games. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. The minister delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of defense, Joseph Bettia Sumor, presides over the graduation ceremony of the 19th batch of trainees of the Yaoundé International War College this Wednesday. The Minister of Employment and Vocational Training, Issa Chiroma Bakari, will this Wednesday chair the retrocession ceremony of three vocational training institutes in Obala Lekki Division of the Centre Region, rehabilitated within the framework of sideline projects of the Nashtigal Hydropower Project. The event is due to kick off at 11 a.m. Some officials recently appointed via a presidential decree of July 10, 2024, to henceforth serve at the Yaoundé 2 University, SWA, will be installed today at 2 p.m. This will be at the ceremonial hall of the university in SWA. The 8th International Handicrafts Exhibition of Cameroon SIAC continues today on the courtyard of the National Museum in Yaoundé, with hundreds of exhibitors from Cameroon and other African countries showcasing their rich heritage crafts. Launching the artisanal jamboree, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, described the event as a huge source of national wealth. Here is an excerpt of an interview of PM Joseph Diongute's speech proposed for us by Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam. Take a listen.
Efforts are being made to support the organization and structuring of the craft industry, as well as to build the capacity of those involved. Emphasis is also being laid on strengthening the legislative, regulatory, and institutional frameworks governing activities in this sector. In the same vein, the government has built, equipped, and made available to craftsmen 12 craft villages, including an international craft center in Yaoundé, 9 regional craft villages in each regional capital, and 2 special craft villages in Fumban and Balmayo. These craft villages serve as hubs where professionals exhibit, produce, market their products, and share their knowledge. Additionally, efforts are underway to leverage digital technology to help our craftspeople adapt to new opportunities and changes brought about by the information and communication society.
You were listening there to an excerpt of the speech of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, as he opened SIAC in Yaoundé. The Fair on Government Action, SAGO, continues at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex today with exhibitions and the organization of conferences by some ministries and institutions. Among the conferences scheduled are those to be organized by officials of the Supreme State Audit Office, the Ministry of Mines, Industry and Technological Development, Cameroon Telecommunications, National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, and the Special Council Support Fund for Mutual Assistance. The panel discussions will be held successively between 9:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at the conference hall of the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Meanwhile, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts says the institution is boosting service delivery through the proper award programming, quality review and regulation of public contracts in conformity with the laws in force. Ibrahim Taba Mala was speaking in Yaoundé as he chaired a conference on the theme Contribution of the Public Contracts Subsector to the promotion of governance and to the improvement of citizens' living conditions, organized in line with this year's Fair on Government's Action SAGO. He also said that his ministry will continue to monitor the quality of contracts awarded to boost infrastructural development projects, especially in the domains of water and electricity generation, as well as building smart cities. In the following excerpt of an interview, Mr. Ibrahim Talbamala comes back on the stakes of that conference.
We insist on the development of our action on the field, namely the control activity based on the governance and the living condition of our people. The first step was internal, and we are delivering some principle which can help everybody to go ahead, namely the programming. So we have 7 principles, we develop it, and if everybody can follow it, there is no problem. The second one is to enhance the capacity of all the stakeholders to improve their capacity. And we had some instrument of dematerialization, follow-up, and the orders.
You were listening there to Minister Ibrahim Talbamala. And now this press release, the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications will from the 20th to the 24th of August 2024 organize in Edea the 8th edition of the ICT Holiday Camps under the theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunities and Challenges for Patriotic Youth. The purpose of the ICT Holiday Camp is to encourage and develop ICT learning and at the same time promote patriotic values in digital platforms, in line with the revered instructions of the head of state. As has been the case in previous editions, the 2024 ICT Holiday Camps will bring together 1,000 youths aged between 10 and 18 from the Edea 1 and 2 subdivisions for ICT training workshops and tips on online practices. Young people wishing to take part in the event are invited to register at the Edea 1 and 2 town halls no later than 3 p.m. on Friday, the 16th of August, 2024. For the third time in history, the ancient city of Paris will in exactly 2 days light the starting touch of the Olympic and Paralympic Games, a competition that is sure to gather more than 10,000 athletes from more than over 200 countries vying for the precious metals. 3 days to the or 2 days to the start of the event, CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Ashu Nyenti, sizes up the mood in Paris and the traction of the competition.
Paris, this 23rd July 2024, 3 days to the official start of the Olympic Games, the city appears ready, the skies too, though with impromptu and intermittent drizzles every now and then. The people in this city display their eternal joie de vivre. The major gateway into Paris, the Roissy Charles de Gaulle Airport, is a beehive of activity, with international arrivals from all conceivable destinations. No one wants to miss the Parisian Games. Of course, not the participating athletes. The stature of the Cameroonian major delegation tells of the seriousness with which these games are taken within the state apparatus. Traffic goes slow has become a nightmare for motorists. Distances that should normally be covered in 30 minutes from the airport now easily consume 1 hour plus. Mega events like the Olympic Games are soft targets for evil geniuses intending to make a bold statement. Little wonder the massive security deployment appears sufficient to meet any existential threat, at least so on paper. Nothing is left to chance. France has sought a helping hand with policemen from other countries such as Qatar to help their French counterparts keep security during the Games. Signs of the 2024 Olympics and Paralympics fever are visible all around the Paris metropolis. Paris 2024 memorabilia are conspicuous at every street corner and every joint. Ironically, roadside cafes, usually full on normal days, are now desperately looking for customers. The owners say they have lost about 70% of their clientele, as many regular Parisian residents have left the city to the countryside, escaping the hassle of the Olympic Games. But these cafe owners are nevertheless optimistic that with the inflow of about 26 million tourists who have checked into hotels, their sales will smile again. 3 days to the start of the event, Paris city dwellers are impatient to satisfy their curiosity about the Games, whose opening ceremony for the first time in history will not take place inside a stadium, but at the heart of the city center in Paris. Ashu Nyenti on national assignment, Paris, France.
And with that, we conclude this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news, brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.